Holly Doyle, good evening to you and welcome to RSN Central.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Well, congratulations on the year that you've had. Do you have to pinch yourself? You've just been nominated for Sports Personality of the Year over there in England, and you're coming up against some of the biggest names in world sport, like Lewis Hamilton, a seven-time champion in the Formula One, Stuart Broad, the champion cricketer, the captain of Liverpool Football Club, Jordan Henderson, and the heavyweight world champion as well. It's some group of athletes to be amongst there in going for that award. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's absolutely mind-boggling, really, for me. I never would have expected that to happen, and it's just like a huge honour that my achievements have been recognised outside of racing, really.
It's been a dream year, Holly. Can you talk us through about how you got into the racing game?
I grew up around horses all my life. My grandparents bred Arabian horses. Both my mum and dad both rode as jockeys when they were younger, and dad used to do a bit of breaking in yearlings and trained a few point-to-point horses. So I've always been around race horses. It's the only thing I've ever known. The only thing I've ever been half good at, and it was always, my ambition to be a jockey.
At the start of the year, did you ever dream about having the year that you've had? You're fifth on the British Jockeys Premiership. You're the most successful female jockey. In fact, you broke your own record for the most amount of winners. You had five winners in the latter part of August at that one meeting at Windsor, your first Royal Ascot meeting. And you also had a day out there on Champions Day at Ascot. In fact, we might play a clip because you kicked off the day on such a high.
Fujera Prince, sovereign in third. Search for a Song is plugging on, but still with six lengths to make up. And Trushan enters the final furlong with a growing advantage. Four or five lengths clear of Fujera Prince and Search for a Song, and racing up towards the line, this progressive staying horse, Trushan, wins the Kipco British Champions Long Distance Cup in the hands of Holly Doyle. Search for a Song grabs second.
So you dominated that race, and then you went on to win your first Group 1 with Glenn Shiel. Has that been your greatest day in the saddle, Holly?
Probably bagging my first Group 1 was unreal, especially on Champions Day for my boss Archie Watson and for some owners that are so loyal to us. It was an incredible day on a horse especially that had been, you know, running in handicaps all year, and he went and won a Group 3 in Ireland, and then the next day it was Group 1 on Champions Day, so it was pretty mad.
Obviously, you've had Hayley Turner, who was the first female jockey to win at Royal Ascot. But unlike, say, here in Australia, where we've had some jockeys like Michelle Payne, she was our first ever female rider to win a Melbourne Cup. Mm. Jamie Carr is dominating at the moment in the state that we do the show out of here in Victoria. But how hard was it to break in to the jockey ranks? And when do you think the turning point was for you?
I was a bit of a slow burner, but I don't blame anyone or anything for that. I was just not good enough at the right time, which meant I didn't get many rides. And I was lucky enough to join a power stable in Richard Hannon's when I was a £7 claimer. And he had a lot of faith in me and gave me plenty of opportunities. And with opportunities, I improved as a rider and got going from then onwards. A massive pivotal moment in my career was when I started riding for Archie Watson as well, because I just lost my claim. So I had a massive stable behind me after I'd lost my claim, which is huge in England. It can be really hard to keep going. I kind of, things just got better for me after I lost my claim and become professional, and each year has improved.
Yeah, and obviously this year's been your best year. Archie Watson, can you just tell us a little bit about him and the opportunity, how you got that opportunity at that stable?
Yeah, so Archie's only been training maybe five seasons or so. I'm not 100% sure, but I joined him on probably his second season training, and I rode him a bit when I claimed £3 still, and then I lost my claim, and he asked me to join the team, and it went from there, really, and he's really loyal. That's a huge difference when you work for a trainer that keeps you aboard horses that you've won on. And, you know, he wasn't jocking me off for the top the top boys on the big days, which meant I kept the ride and the opportunity, which not many people do that for you, you know.
Yeah, and who's been the biggest influence on your career, Holly?
I couldn't pinpoint one really. I've had plenty of help from a lot of different people. My parents have always steered me in the right direction, and you know, taught me a lot when I was a kid. But now I've had plenty of people to thank.
Yeah. When you have a look back at your achievements this year, you just got recently nominated, as I mentioned, from the top for the British Sports Personality of the Year, but you were the first female jock in the 33-year history of the Sunday Times Sportswoman of the Year, which you were crowned recently. How about that? Has that changed your life in a way?
It was amazing, obviously, to have got that award as well. I don't know, I only won it a few days ago, so I haven't noticed my life's changed. I've been racing every day, so probably not much at the moment, but I've noticed that a wider audience is noticing racing a bit more, and I just hope that it opens a few more doors, you know, so people realise what racing is all about.
Is that what makes you more, like when you get nominated for these awards and when you're winning these awards, that what you're actually doing for the sport of thoroughbred racing? Transcending the sport a little bit?
Well, that's what I hope it does, really, you know, not for my sake, but I just hope for the sport that it can, you know, like you said, transcend it a little bit more.
We're talking to Holly Doyle here on RSN Central on this Thursday morning. Of course, Holly is the superstar jockey over there in England at the moment. She was recently crowned the Sunday Times Sportswoman of the Year, and she's been nominated for the Sports Personality of the Year over there in Britain. And she's been nominated alongside Lewis Hamilton, Stuart Broad, Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson. So some of the biggest names in world sport. Now, to win this award, I think the last racing representative was the great AP McCoy way back in 2013. He actually won the award, Holly. So we need everyone to vote for you. Can we vote for you over here in Australia?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure you probably could find a way.
Yes.
It would be great if you could. Maybe online on the BBC Sport page or something like that. Yeah, it'd be great.
So I think the award's announced on December 20. Now, your partner, Tom Marquin, is a young jockey that we all fell in love with here in Australia. He took our racing industry by storm when he was dominating up there in Sydney. Adib, he won that big Route 1, the Queen Elizabeth, of course, during the autumn. And we didn't want to send him back home, Holly, but we realised why he wanted to go back home. Did you get were you a little worried that we might keep him?
Yeah, at one point I was. He absolutely loves it in Australia. And the success he's had out there has been incredible. I'd love to get out there myself one day, but, you know, things are going well here for me. But, yeah, I think Tom will always want to come to Australia in the winter.
Yeah, and have you got any aspirations to ride overseas? I think you're going to Hong Kong for their big race meeting in just over a week's time. Is that right?
Yeah, we're both riding in the IJC in Hong Kong next Wednesday, I think it is, the 9th. So that would be excellent. It was great to have been asked to do that.
Do you take any notice of any of the other female jockeys around the world, especially here in Australia, like Michelle Payne and Jamie Carr that have kicked so many goals in this country?
Yeah, I follow the Australian racing quite a lot. Obviously, I got into it, you know, when Tom was riding out there, so I'm quite familiar now. And yeah, seeing his past, he had an unbelievable season, isn't he?
Yep.
And also Rachel King. I actually know Rachel from England. Obviously, yep. She used to ride Arab racing with me when we were younger. Yeah, she's doing very well. It's great to see.
Yeah, and what's Holly Doyle's dream? What's the race? What's the one race that you want to win?
Probably the English Derby. That would be incredible. I did say to Tom the other day, I'd love a crack at the Melbourne Cup one day, but a long way to go.
We'll give you a ride in the Melbourne Cup, Holly. I'm sure that you'll have the phone ring over the next few years anyway. And yeah, it's our great race, and the English and especially the Irish have had so much success over the previous years. Who's the jockey in the jockey ranks, apart from Tom, that you really admire and look up to over there in England?
I really look up to the likes of James Doyle and Ryan Moore. They're, unbelievable riders, and not just good riders, good people. I admire them a lot.
Yeah, James Doyle's a great friend of ours here on RSN. And Ryan Moore, he's a fascinating character. Can you make him smile, Holly?
A bit nervous. I give it a go sometimes, but it can be hard.
Well, Holly, congratulations. Have you been busy recently? How many days a week are you still riding? Obviously, you're getting closer. You just started your winter over there.
We start the winter, but I've still been riding every day. Over here, we obviously race every day, even throughout the winter. So it hasn't really quieted down for me yet.
No.
I don't know if it will, and it's not a bad thing.
And do you take a break? You're heading overseas to Dubai or any of those places to ride over the winter break?
Nothing planned yet. My boss actually runs quite a lot of horses throughout the weather season, but a week or two break would be nice at some point, but I don't know when or where I can get that fitted in.
Well, you're a star, Holly. You're doing wonderful things for the sport of racing. Congratulations. We wish you the best of luck with this award coming up. And if we can vote, we will be voting for you, Holly, in 2020 to be crowned the sportsperson, the personality sportsperson of the year over there in Britain. We appreciate your time, and get some sleep and good luck.
Thank you so much. That's lovely. It's nice to talk to you.
There's Holly Doyle. What a superstar she is, live over there from the UK.